characters there to begin with. What really makes Georgia irreplaceable to the film industry is the commitment all these Anytown USA small towns have made to the industry. If they want to film a Noon in Georgia, people gladly close up shop and let it happen.
Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McEntee, and this is Home Time with Home Team. Home Team Inspection Service, your friendly neighborhood inspection team. We come to the house, and we do inspections for you when you're buying property or selling it. We can help you prepare your house for sales and let you know what you got to get fixed and take care of it. And we do the show once a week. We're on at 3 to 4, and we try to talk about things around the house and how to make things better for your house. Springtime. Hey, guys, we have a lot of storm weather this week. So after the storms are calm, I advise you, take a walk around your house and look at the siding, look at the roof. Make sure that tab is on the roof. I'll give you an example. My father-in-law walked around his house a couple weeks ago, and he noticed that the fan in the attic, the plastic fan, got ripped off the roof, and he had a one-foot hole in the top of his roof. Now, if he didn't see that and he waited till next week, he would have had like 2 inches of rain the other day dump into his ceiling in his attic, and then he'd be faced with an attic cleanup and sheetrock work and everything else. But he noticed it and got it tapped off and did no damage. So keep an eye on the roof and look around. All right, a little bit about me. You know, we talk a little bit of each week, and I want you to know a little bit more about me. I have an MBA in business. A lot of people don't realize that, but I went to school in William & Mary and was considering law school. And when I didn't go to law school, I came home, went to work, and the first thing I did is go back to school, and did it at night at Fairleigh Dickinson and in Madison. And I remember back, it was a chore, but all you kids out there, one thing that I learned and I got taught early in life is the one thing in life that nobody can ever take away from you is your education. So spend the time, get the education. It'll give you options when you get later in life. It'll give you options the rest of your life, and it's something that no matter what happens, no matter where you go, your education's yours, and nobody can deny it and take it away. I'm here with Billy Lockwood today. We're going to do a commercial and do the weather, and then Billy's going to come back and talk about moving. Billy's from the Padded Wagon, and he's going to talk about the moving experience and what people can look out for, what they can do when they move, what they should think about beforehand, and some of the options that you may not know. And moving can be a traumatic experience, and having a good moving company can take a big chunk out of that stress, I'm sure of it. So we'll be back in a few minutes after the weather.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McEntee again, and the weather. Today, it's going to be partly cloudy with 81 high and a 58 low. It looks gorgeous out there today. Tomorrow, 83, partly cloudy and sunny. Hey, tomorrow's Hunting and Community Day down at the fairgrounds in Ringo's. So if you're not doing anything, come out. From 10 to 4, all the community will be turning out. There'll be hot air balloon rides. There'll be food trucks, entertainment. And a lot of your local businesses will be there displaying. Yours truly will have a booth there. I'll be in a booth with Jeannie Murphy, a realtor from Weikert. So if you got questions about moving, you got questions about selling your house, come by my booth. Home Team, I'll be there, and we'll answer any of your questions. So we look forward to that. The rest of the week, Sunday's going to be a rain out, it looks like. 80 degrees, cloudy and rainy, but hopefully they get pushed off. Monday, Tuesday, 70 degrees and partly sunny. So the weather's not the best in the world, but at the same time, I'm looking at the rest of the country. And although we had a tornado up by me in Morris County, Lenape Valley apparently had a tornado go through and do some damage, we're benefiting a lot better than most of the country. So keep your shoes on, and we'll be back in a minute with Bill Lockwood from the Padded Wagon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, I'm back. This is Larry McEntee with Home Team. Bill, the Billy Lockwood's here from Padded Wagon. Bill, why don't you introduce yourself, tell the people a little bit about yourself so we know who we're talking to.
Thanks, Larry. My name is Billy Lockwood. I'm from the Padded Wagon Moving and Storage. I've been with the company as a marketing executive for about 23 years. We're a turnkey operation company. The customer unlocks the front door, and we come in and we handle everything else, starting with the packing, dismantling of any furniture. We'll move it locally, intrastate, interstate, or internationally as well.
Okay. So, I mean, people move. I mean, you know, when I'm younger, I think of stupidity. I got my friends together. We got a dump truck, and we packed up, and we moved. But, you know, today I got a lot. It's a lot, worth a lot more money than it was when I moved the first time. I mean, what are some of the things that people don't realize that try to move themselves, or what they should be concerned about?
I think the biggest thing is people don't realize that we have to build a puzzle inside a box. In other words, we have to fill boxes with everything that is in your home and then put it on a truck and move it to the destination. Not only that, we have to disassemble wall units, beds, everything, ellipticals. These items need to be wrapped, placed on the truck, brought to the destination. And then you got to remember, we have to put all this furniture back together again. And people have no idea how much stuff they actually have in their house.
Yeah, that's for sure. I can vouch for that. You mentioned that. I never think of moving as taking things apart. I just got a new treadmill, and I had to get rid of the old one.
Yeah.
I had to use a Sawzall and cut it into pieces because it wouldn't go out the door. And you know, it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Well, the thing is I was a builder too, so I'm familiar with homes like you are with your home inspections. 36-inch door wasn't always the size door that was on a house. And nowadays with furniture, the way it goes in and out, it all doesn't fit through the door. Elliptical machines, foosball tables, pool tables, all that stuff needs to be disassembled. So it's a lot of work.
You do specialty items like pool tables?
Up to about 2 years ago, we did them. Now we give them to the professionals because there's so much slate involved. There's three pieces of slate, and it has to be crated. While we do the crating, we leave it to the professionals for the pool tables.
Sure,
but we do pianos.
No, I just was wondering because, I mean, I knew that was a specialty out there.
Oh, no, it's a lot of work.
And some pool tables can cost a pretty penny.
Well, the pool table itself, a good one will run you about $2,500, but to move it itself with the company that I use – probably cost you about $800.
But do you handle that for the people, though?
We can.
So you can do soup to nuts, in a sense.
And absolutely.
That's important. I think today in today's society, a lot of people are looking for people to do, like home. My home inspection company, actually, we say one call does it all because I'll arrange your water test. I'll arrange your septic inspection, even though I don't do them.
Right.
And I actually don't even bill for them because if I bill for them, then we mark it up, and then we can't do that. So we arrange it to make it easy for people so they don't have to call 15 people.
Well, the whole thing is you and I are in the same business in a sense where we network each other. We network other businesses. And the amount of years that we've been in business, somebody asked me, do you know anybody that can do this and do that? I want to be able to say yes. If I don't know somebody that does it, I'll let them know. But in my 23 years of doing this, I can refer a lot of people.
Well, that's important. So the process, what does one do when they're getting ready to move? When do they call the mover?
First thing you do about 30 to 45 days out is call three movers and have them come to your house and visually inspect your house, find out what it is they're going to move, who's going to be doing the packing, where they're going to. And also what's very important is to know the unload conditions at the final destination. Is there stairs? Is it an elevated building that requires a certificate of insurance? These are the things, by law, the Division of Consumer Affairs requires us to do to go out and give the customer a written estimate.
Okay. So it's important that you're comparing apples to apples is what you're saying, in a sense.
Right. We work by the hour in the state of New Jersey. When we do long distance, it goes by weight. So when you're moving locally, you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get the amount of cubic feet that you're moving and or the weight. You take the cubic feet, multiply by 7, gives you your estimated weight. You want to make sure all three estimators are talking about the same product.
Okay, because that's interesting because, I mean, I thought about, you just hire movers, but then you said before, are we packing this stuff? Are we boxing this stuff? Or are you boxing it?
Some people say to me, look, I just want you to move the heavy furniture, and that's all I want you to do. We'll move the boxes. We'll do that. It's no problem. We're charging by the hour. If you get rid of stuff, if you add stuff, if you add an extra stop, that's no problem. But the reason why we do it by the hour is because when we show up and the customer changed their mind, and I didn't really move all the boxes I said I was going to. Can you take the boxes? Absolutely, we'll take the boxes. the estimate's going to go over because we're doing more work.
Okay, fair enough. That's fair enough. So do most people box their own stuff or?
I would say 75% of the time people do their own packing.
Okay.
And a lot of times the reason why they don't, and again, we're getting involved into a more advanced, the insurance. If they want to take additional insurance on fragile items, then they have us pack it. They take additional insurance, and then we move that for them.
Yeah, you mentioned insurance, and we talked before we started the show. I mean, you know, you have a basic insurance policy when the stuff you move, but then people, you recommend that people talk to their insurance company and make sure they're covered for things?
We as a business are insured. In other words, our men, our trucks are insured. When it comes to the items, the Division of Consumer Affairs requires us to give them the basic coverage of $1 per pound. So if you have a two-pound vase that's valued at $2,000, it's only worth $2 in the eyes of the Division of Consumer Affairs. They can contact their homeowner's insurance. Their homeowner's insurance covers fire and theft, a standard homeowner's policy. There are some companies out there, very few, that'll cover what they call a moving insurance. But otherwise, let the mover pack it, take the additional insurance, and have the peace of mind. It's not expensive. A $10,000 policy on items you're moving only costs $75.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can imagine it's not too much, but you got to make sure that you're covered for it and make sure you have the rider.
Yes.
But you said the standard insurance is $1 a pound?
$1 a pound. So it used to be 30 cents per pound.
So even my 70-inch TV that only weighs 24 pounds, I'm going to get $24 if you smash it?
That's the whole thing. You get more money for your old tube-picture TVs than you will for these new TVs. There's no weight to them.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean,
you know what I mean?
And it's easy to break because I tell you the truth, I hung one for my nephew. We broke it hanging it just by squeezing it.
I think the biggest deal breaker out there is when you tell a person, nobody wants to talk about insurance, but by law, I have to tell them that. So I will lose a couple of customers because they're not used to knowing that. They're not used to hearing that. I don't always tell you what you want to hear, but I tell you what you need to hear.
Well, I'm flabbergasted because I would always think that, you know, you break that, you're going
to
pay for it.
Well, bringing somebody, you're saying, I'm going to pay you to come into my house and move something. If you break it, you better pay for it. No, that's not the case. And that's standard for every licensed mover in the state of New Jersey.
Can movers offer you insurance?
Movers can sell you insurance through their insurance policy.
Okay.
They can charge whatever they want. The powder wagon charge is $750 per $1,000 of declared value with a $250 deductible. So in other words, if you had a chair, let's just take this chair that I'm sitting in, and it got scratched, and the guy wanted, or the woman wanted, $300 to repair it, $250 deductible, you'd get a check from us for $50.
Right. Is it $250 per item? Or is it
no? It's
total?
Per claim.
Okay, so
per claim.
So if you move and you damage three things, it's $250 for the claim.
Right. You could have 10 things on the
well,
claim.
Well, you know, it almost makes me chuckle because I think of the commercial where they show the three guys moving and they're kicking the boxes.
Those commercials?
And they're great commercials.
The guy's rolling one down the stairs.
He's kicking the boxes down the stairs, or he's. I mean,
those were PBO boxes, but they're not insurable. Just so you know.
but it's almost humorous. But it makes you think that these guys are going to move my furniture, they're going to destroy it, and then they're going to walk away and say I'm not insured. I mean.
You know, it's terrible to say, but people want white glove service, but they don't want to pay for white glove service. They want guys to show them in tuxedos and move all their items. We train our guys. What makes us different from everybody else, we take the time to train our guys to make sure they know how to pack, how to move. Look, lifting is heavy. You got to lift with your legs, not your back. And we need our guys every day, so we train them. I've been at the company 23 years. There's guys that are there longer than me. And I can tell you one thing that these guys don't do at the end of the day. They don't go to the gym.
They don't have to, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Hey, we'll be right back. We're going to play a couple commercials in this our first break. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back. We're back with Billy Lockwood from the Padded Wagon. Billy, you talked about customers. I mean, how do you guys locate customers, and how should customers recommend you?
A good lead for me is somebody in the real estate business, somebody in the home improvement business, somebody in the interior design or decorating business. Perfect example is you decide to have your floor sanded in your house. You need that furniture moved out. We'll go in there. We'll move pieces, maybe keep them in your house or take them to our full storage facility we have. Next is realtors. If you're moving, obviously, the realtors can recommend us. And I'll tell you one thing. I tell all the realtors that I work with, and I won't mention all the names of the realtors because that's not fair. I don't want to be the only mover that you recommend. I want to be one of three movers. This way they hand off and they say, here's three movers. They're all reputable. Choose wisely. The interior decorators and designers are beautiful for us. We're one of the largest movers in Manhattan. Those customers, when we get an interior decorator that has 15 to 20 clients, even five clients, you do a good job for them. They're going to tell their friends, who's going to tell their friends, and that's just going to come
when you talk about interior decorator, are you talking about moving furniture in, like even when they change furniture, or are you talking about like, I mean, you know, interior decorators saying they're decorating a house. I mean, how is a moving company coming that? Doesn't the delivery come from the furniture company?
Well, here it is. We started in New York City in 1953. And we started with decorators and interior designers. There's a lot of movie stars, a lot of high celebrity profile people in New York City. They want a new sofa in their house. They'll call up their lead person who does all their work for them. They'll call us. We come in. We move that sofa. We go and pick up the new one. Bring it there, take the old one to storage or dispose of it for them. That leads to the next client who tells the next client, and one just feeds the other. There's no job too small for us. People always say, I just have a spin-up piano. My mom's moving to a retirement community. She's moving to a one-room apartment. It's too small. No, it's not too small for us. Because then when you decide to move, you're going to call us to move your items as well. Your child's going off to college. They need stuff moved to the college. We'll do that too.
That's interesting because, you know, I only think of moving companies as moving a whole house when I'm moving. What are some of the services that you do provide? I mean, just like you said, is it specialty moves? I mean, is it setups? I mean,
We'll do residential. We'll do commercial. There's moving companies out there that just do. They specialize in college moves. When the college has their move-in day, they have 40, 50 guys there. They'll move all that stuff in there. We'll do that as well. A lot of our work gets generated from the realtors and builders. And these guys, they call us again and again because they know that we're reputable. We know that we're reliable. And they call us all the time because, we hire the right people and we train the right people.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about the requirements. I mean, I remember reading about, home inspection is a very licensed thing in New Jersey. You have to be licensed and insured, and the state's big on they don't give you a renewal without your insurance rider. And I know the Consumer Affairs Attorney General in New Jersey is pretty strict on movers, too. I mean,
yes, we're governed by the Division of Consumer Affairs out of Newark, New Jersey. They require us to have a building with people manning that building and the trucks. And you have to have insurance. Like if I canceled my insurance tomorrow, the state's going to know about it, and they're going to take. We cannot conduct any moves. We have to do visual on-site estimates and give them a written estimate based upon. We use what they call a table of measurements. and we tally up everything that's being moved there. We submit that to the customer with the written estimate. Then that customer should get two other estimates and compare those three. Should you go with the lowest estimate every time? I think it comes down to, did he or she show up on time? Was the first point of contact, were they informative? Did they tell you something about the company? And number three, what did the estimator or the marketing executive tell you? What did they teach you? They're there to educate you on what it is they're going to do the move.
Okay, so somebody giving an estimate over the phone is really breaking the law.
If you can give estimates over the phone,
okay,
what you cannot do is book that customer over the phone.
Okay.
You must go out and give them a written visual estimate.
That makes sense because, I mean, you give it over the phone and you get there and it's totally different and now you start jacking and then both people feel taken.
Well, you don't know the load and unload conditions. What they're trying to do, and I went to a seminar on this in California, what they're doing now is they're using smartphones. There's a whole computer program where you can download the app. Then you take your phone, you walk around the house, and you show, this is what I'm going to move. This is my load conditions. I'll verbally tell you about the unload conditions because I would do that anyway during the estimate. But New Jersey has not had that legislation passed in order to do that. And quite frankly, we're getting away from the face-to-face human contact, and I'm all for – look, I still write out my estimates. I still write it out. I like that face-to-face guy. There was a commercial years ago on TV where the guy had everybody sitting around a table and said, here's a ticket for everybody. You're going to go visit those customers. You're going to see them face-to-face because we're losing that here in this country.
Yes. I spoke one week. You appreciate this. Is my daughter spoke at graduation in high school in Mount Olive there, and her speech was on technology and how – her generation was going to be the most connected generation ever, but yet the most disconnected because she said, we're forgetting how to walk into a room, look people in the eye, and shake their hand.
Yep.
We're forgetting how to put our arm around somebody and talk to them instead of texting them and phone calling them. And the technology, although it's great, it should be used as a tool to keep us close. You want to establish those relationships and those face-to-face
things. If you want to know about technology nowadays, drive five girls to soccer practice and watch them sit in the back seat and text each other while they're sitting in the same seat. I'm worried about our future in that respect.
Yeah, well,
they need to have face-to-face interaction.
Well, you laugh, but the parents gave her a standing ovation. The kids were too busy on their phone to even notice.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you know, and then we said this one week, we went to a concert and more people were concentrated on their phones than actually experiencing the concert. And
sending out that they're at the concert. Just enjoy the concert.
Or videotaping it, and they'll never watch it. But they're holding a phone up, and you know, I can remember being in Giant Stadium on 4th of July and watching Bruce Springsteen sing the 4th of July concert, and it was just an experience. I don't need a video.
I was at Hall & Oates Till Tuesday concert, Gary U.S. Bonds in 1986 at Liberty State Park, and I don't think we took any pictures. It was on TV because they videotaped it. Okay,
yeah.
And I'll always have those memories. I don't need to have that on my phone. My phone can't handle all these.
Well, and a friend of mine, Howie, always says that the stories get better with age.
Yes.
As we get older, we got better.
Yeah.
You know what? And I tell my son that there's no evidence, and I can always deny it.
Yeah.
But no, truly, we're getting off topic a little bit there.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you talk about technology. I mean, see, I'm a big believer. I mean, the home inspection business is a big technology, but.
Yep.
I still like the owner to be there so
yes.
I can put a screwdriver on something and show them what it means or what it is or what some rot looks like,
yep.
How to spot it ahead of time. Because, you know, I can take pictures all I want, and the reports can be 30 pages. It can be interactive. It can be all that. But it's still not the same thing as when you're standing there underneath a soffit that's, you know, that rotted out and they realize that they're going to spend money.
Really, from a mover's standpoint, do you want – to use the technology and just walk around your house? And if you're going to hire somebody to come into your house and move your personal items that you spent a lot of money on, would you not want to meet that person first?
Sure.
And have them say, hey, look, this is going to be a difficult problem because that's not going to fit through the door. I'm assuming that the guy who delivered this to you, the company that delivered it, they assembled it in the house, correct? Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. Well, this is why I'm here.
Right.
This is why. And you need to know this. And I
see. Do you
have
skilled people that, like you talked about taking apart an elliptical?
We have mechanical crews, yes.
That actually, because, I mean, you know, I put together I took the treadmill apart in the gym that I bought it from,
mm-hmm.
a good friend of mine, Jeff. He was selling his fitness business, when I saw I got a commercial one. But putting it back together wasn't the easiest thing in the world.
Well, here's the thing. We have. I'll give you an example. I had a guy call me 11 o'clock in the morning and say, I have a four-story brownstone. I need to be out by the end of the week. First thing I said to him was, I guess you got your asking price. And he laughed. He said, yeah. So I'm gonna pose this trivia question to you. I went down there and saw it because obviously I have to go there. He had a mural of his wife on the wall. It was 20 feet tall and about 14 feet wide. How did I walk out the front door with that? I carried that out the front door by myself. How did I do that?
You had to roll it up, I'm sure.
Exactly. We had to take it down. But we have the people, we have the technology to remove that from the wall,
frame.
Pull out all the staples, and it was on burlap, and you have to roll it, painting inkside out.
Okay. Okay.
Because it'll break the paint. So right. We did that, and we moved him. We started that job at 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night.
So
and it took us 3 days.
You did it overnight.
We did. My boss, if he hears this,
city,
wants to say we're 24/7. But you know, I used to work for a guy who said it's 24 hours in a day. I realize you need to sleep a couple of those.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't work for him for very long. So, but yes, we will work strange hours. Like if we're working for a restaurant that needs to be open a certain time, we'll move it their downtime or. Technology, you know, when you move them on a Friday night and have them up and running Monday mornings.
Sure. So it's a scheduled move. But again, you said before about white glove, you want that kind of treatment, then you got to be willing to pay for it too.
Well,
people don't work on nights and holidays for nothing. I mean, it's usually a premium. And you know what? And if you need that kind of service, then you're going to pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, every year these guys get better. Look, we have to hire new ones along the way because some guys leave along the way. But the thing is we have the support in place to train these guys, and I when I first came to the Paddle Wagon, I was asked to join the company 23 years ago, and he said go on the trucks for 6 months and find out where the costs are involved, how to price a job. I said all right. I got into 6 months. He said now I want you to go do estimates. I said no, I can't do estimates. He said why? I said I want to build up the camaraderie with these guys. I want these guys to know that they can trust me in a spot and I can trust them. So I stayed on the trucks for 1 year, and that was the first year I was there, and I built up that rapport with them. And since then I've run a couple of different divisions of the company, different locations, and now I do the networking. I go out and I get the work.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, you got to know the work. Like you said, if you're assigning these guys 4 hours to do something, they get there and they say, who the hell is he? It's going to take us 10 days to do
personally,
this.
I think the best architects in the world were carpenters that swung hammers for 10 years, right?
Right.
Because they know what's involved, the nuts and bolts of how to build.
They also know that what's practical, what looks good on paper, sometimes doesn't shed the water.
Exactly.
I see it all the time. I mean, I see construction that looks great on paper, but you can't keep it. It rots out, or the water penetrates it, or you can't keep it clean. And you know,
I'll have customers that look at me and they'll say, "It's really not that involved. Just pick it up and move." I said, "No, there's electronics in that. There's this and that. It has to be disassembled by a qualified mechanic, and it needs to be put back together. That's the whole thing." And I always tell somebody, if you're going to take that apart, if you're going to take that TV apart, here's the key thing. Take pictures of it because then you'll know how to put it back together. I know everything is color-coded nowadays. Take pictures of it.
Well, you know, you say that, but you know what I do when I go in a house? The first thing I do is I take a picture of the thermostat because I never remember what it was set at before I touch it.
Oh, really?
Because I turn the heat on. I turn the air conditioner on. And you know, one thing that will tick a homeowner off more than anything is he comes back and his heat's at 84 or something.
Do you know what I do every time I pull into an estimate? I drive a pickup truck. I back into the driveway. I simulate the way the truck is going to back in to get their items. And if it's too steep or if there's not enough room to have the truck level, then it's a long walk down the hill or up the hill. And it's more time involved.
It's funny you mention that because one of the things that we do is we look for wires over driveways and we look for clearance
heights. Low wires.
Because there's a minimum standard. But at the same time, I don't look for building code standards because building code standards are the minimal standard to build a house.
Right.
And people think that, you know, they think code is great, but code is that's the least that a builder has to do.
And it varies from town to town, does it not?
Well, the building code's pretty standard in New Jersey. I mean, the enforcement of it varies.
Yeah.
The standard international business code, building code is pretty standard, but like the clearance over driveway is supposed to be 12 feet, but I say, yeah, but 12 feet doesn't clear the moving van.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, you
most might, of the trucks are 12, 11, 7 yeah, to 12,
like,
3.
But like you said, if you're coming up on a hill and maybe at 13 feet where it comes underneath the wires. I mean,
well, if you go into Chatham, I don't know if you do much work in Chatham. Yeah. I do a lot of work in Chatham. There's one road to get in that back section there at Lafayette Street where it goes over the train tracks and not under it. And most people don't know that. But you'd have to know that from experience. And this is why you have to go out there and see these people.
Sure, sure. And people don't understand that what's involved in that. I mean, I've seen some trucks in some pretty precarious positions. Uh-huh. I mean, I moved a friend of mine out of Lake Tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
We literally had to park the truck at the bottom and use this pickup truck to run the stuff up and down the driveway because the driveway had a hairpin turn in it and you're not making it with a semi.
Yeah, I was in town the other day. I was in Mount Tabor. You can't take tractor trailers in there.
No.
Right? So you need all these lake communities.
I did a house in Mount Tabor. I couldn't even park the pickup truck in front of the house.
But all these once you hear the word lake, okay, there's no tractor trailers coming in because it's usually summer bungalows built around a lake, and you got to be careful.
I just did a house yesterday up in Lake Mohawk, and
great section,
4,000 square foot house overlooking the lake.
Oh.
But you're not getting a moving van in that driveway.
Tough living. I've done it. I know that. So what we do is that's a good point. That's a good lead into us. We have different size trucks. We have what we call box vans. We have decorator trucks. We have your standard 28 foot box truck, and then we have tractor trailers. And by me going out there and visually seeing it helps us to know. I call my dispatcher, Aiden. You got to send a small truck, driveway short at the top. It's enough to fit in that one van. But if you send a big truck, they're going to have to carry it down, and then it's going to be a problem.
Let me ask you something about moving. This is more personal in a sense. When you move across the country, take my stuff out of my house, does it go from truck to truck to truck, or does it go to warehouse? How does it get there?
It can. It all depends on, number one, where it's going, because let's say it's going to Oregon. Not a lot of people go to Oregon. Not a lot of people go to Washington State. Okay? So I have to, what we call, build a trip. I've got to fill that. If I'm sending something to the West Coast, I got to have a full truck or full tractor trailer. So what we do is we bring it into the warehouse and tell the customer we need about 2 to 3 weeks lead time before we can get it out there because we're waiting for another shipment to come in. So we can't send it out there empty. Okay. Nobody's going to make any money.
Can you? I mean, but I remember we moved from Boston. We filled the truck. I mean, to the point where
if it's a full truck, we're going. We're loading and going.
We filled the truck, and as a matter of fact, they put the tailgate down and they had stuff strapped on the tailgate.
Yeah, they'll do that. I don't make money when my truck is loaded and it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
If I bring it into the warehouse, that's another thing.
But if you fill a truck, would you send your crew all across the country, or would
we usually send a driver? We have an office in California as well. We have New York, New Jersey, Florida, California, and Ireland. If we send it to California, we'll send a driver and another driver so that they can switch on and off so it's a continuous run. And when they get out there, they hire guys from our office or we'll hire from another mover, from a reputable mover that we've used in the past.
Sure, sure. I was just wondering how it always happened because I didn't know whether that same truck that took the stuff out of my house is the same van that delivers it.
It's the same truck. And usually what we do is if so-and-so if Miguel or Seamus or Richie is picking up that shipment that's eventually going to go to California, they're the ones that are going to deliver it because they're the ones that loaded it, and they know they put a mirror behind a mattress.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because when they pull that mattress down and the mirror doesn't fall down, because Richie knows that he put the mirror behind that mattress.
And that's key. I mean, if you ever seen a good packer, a bad truck is when you got all that air in there and you got, and things aren't. It's really a puzzle piece because you got to look at.
You're assembling a puzzle inside a box.
Right. And you walk through the house and you got to visually make a mental record of everything and know, because you can't have it all in the street before you pack it. So you're calling for certain rooms at certain times, correct?
This is the mentality of loading a truck. All the boxes go on first. That means first on is last off. So now we get to the destination. It's all furniture. What do you want to put into a room first? Boxes, which you're going to have to move out of the way to put the furniture down, or put the furniture down first? So they come in. Furniture is the first on the truck, or the last on the truck. They go in. They put that down first. Start assembling everything, the beds. Make sure it's on the right wall. Now they're bringing in the armoires, the tables, the occasional tables, the dressing tables, the dressers, the high boys. And then we filter everything else throughout with the boxes and set them in there.
That's interesting because I never thought of that way.
First on is last off.
Because you really want to put, you know, you don't want to be walking around the boxes to put the furniture in. I mean, putting the bed together with nothing in the room is a lot easier than having to move two stacks of boxes.
Well, that's the reason why when you said to me, how long does it stay in the truck or do you go directly to California? Let's say I had a shipment dropping off in Wyoming. I'm not going to put Wyoming on first where it's buried where I can't get to it. So you also have to, there's planning involved. You got to load the truck the way you're going to offload it.
Right, right. And it also makes sense that you don't really want to switch trucks because you don't want, because if you did,
no,
you'd either have to take it out and lay it all in the street and then repack it.
That's more man hours. And more importantly, it puts the furniture at risk of getting damaged.
Sure.
The less,
but also the truck will be packed backwards when you get there now.
Yeah. I'm more worried about two things I'm concerned about. My men and the customer's furniture.
Okay.
Furniture can be replaced. The men can't.
Sure, sure. You got any stories about moving that any good ones that, I mean, you share with people? I mean, I know we're always quiet about clients.
Some strange ones that I've done. I obviously I can't use any names.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
I moved a woman to Pewaukee, Wisconsin, subsidiary of Milwaukee. They were dating, divorced, husband and wife, and she took 2.5 trucks. And I'm totally honest, one bedroom of furniture was on those two trucks. The rest were boxes of items that she bought. She was, I guess you call it a shopaholic.
Yeah.
It was all boxes of stuff, just clothes, shoes. She made Imelda Marcos look like a saint. She had two closets.
Maybe that's why she's divorced. I don't know.
He offered her $250,000 in the keys to the new car, and she didn't take it. And hopefully he's not listening.
No, yeah.
And then I've done, we do crating as well. And the one job we did, the guy had shot a lion in Africa and brought it back and had it stuffed. So we had to crate it on site. So I had to bring in my crating crew, mechanical crew. We carried the lion outside, and we crated it right there. I've crated for Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
He had a bronze statue of Miles Davis. I actually physically, because I was a builder, this was years ago, I actually built the crate. So I'm standing there looking eye to eye at Miles Davis building a crate around him. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And when I put that last piece on, I couldn't see his eyes. All I remember is his eyes like, no, don't cover me.
You put him in a coffin.
Yeah.
So crating is a big, that's an unusual skill or set in a sense.
You're in the New York metro area. A lot of these people have places down in Florida, the Hamptons, Cape Cod. We run trucks up and down there all the time. And it's funny, these people, they're not really that concerned. I probably shouldn't say this about the money. They just know they want to get it done on this date. I'm having a party on the 4th. I need it here on the 2nd. Well, the 2nd is a Sunday. Okay.
I don't care. Get it done.
There's a guy on satellite radio who wanted a sofa in Florida at the end of the week, and we told him, I got to charge you, you know, for a full truck. Okay, but are you going to get it there when I need it there? And we do it.
Wow. You know, you talk about creating. I know that's a skill because, I mean, I used to have when I worked in technology, we used to build racks of computers, and mm-hmm. no rack was identical, and we had a guy named Norman who built the best crate. I mean, give him a circular saw and a stack of lumber, and he'd build a crate. And I tell you what, you get the other end, you needed a crowbar to get it apart.
Well, there's two types of crates, really. There's a slip crate for, like, imagine a piece of granite or a mirror or a glass top that must be traveled on its side, or a full crate for, like, a chandelier. Now, you say, well, how do you build it for a chandelier? In the moving business, everything moves the way it operates. You would never take a TV and lay it flat. You would never take a refrigerator and lay it on its side, or an air conditioner. Plates are the exception to the rule. They go on their side. Glass tops go on their side. Granite tops. So we have to put them into crates. Chandeliers, we literally hang them inside a crate. It's traveling the way it operates. And then we put peanuts in there. It's quite interesting.
I never thought of it that way. Lid of the crate then.
Oh, I've taken chandeliers off a house where I had to take an extension ladder, lay it on side across two banisters, cut the wires, and we had a cable on it so that when he cut it, it released it, and the guys lowered it down. Well, when I went to cut it, this was only about 8 years ago, I hit the wire, and I got a shock. And I'm 25 feet off the...
Yeah.
I got a shock. And you want to talk about getting your balance really fast? I'm still here, so I must have done something.
I've seen some houses with chandeliers that are on winches. You know, there's a winch mounted in the attic.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually have a key on the, by the front door. You can lower the winch to clean it.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a lot better way
to... The amazing part is you'll get builders that won't do that. So how do you clean that? The homeowner's not going to get a 12-foot A-frame and stand on the top and dust it off.
Right. It never gets cleaned.
It's going to cost them $500, $600 to get their chandelier clean.
Right. That's interesting. Mm. Do you move cars?
We don't. We can, but we're just not designed. We don't specialize in that.
I've seen a couple moves where they actually put the car inside the moving van.
You bring the car in there. You load up some boxes first, whatever. And you allow enough room for that. And then you deck over.
Yeah, they shelved
it. We have done it. I don't push it. I don't tell them.
There are specialized companies that do just that.
Yeah, that's all that they do. Yeah. And they can get a better...
The horseless carriage company.
Yep.
Because, I used to ship a lot of Suburbans all over the country.
Car carrier is another one.
Yeah.
They're out in California.
When you have to have... You got to get good people because they have to know what they're doing.
I have a good relationship with the guy out in California. Yeah. I call him up. I give the customer an ID number and they call him and they get everything done. So
Great. What are the things about moving? You said you're talking about 30 to 45 days in advance. So people
that doesn't mean people wait that give me that much time.
Understand that.
Will call me up on the 14th and say 14th on a Thursday and say I need to be out by Monday. We don't try to turn. We have a large crew. We have a large amount of trucks. We don't try to turn anybody away. But ideally, you want to call at least 3 weeks in advance. June, July, and August, you got to have a month advance.
But you're telling me, basically, it doesn't hurt, though. You can get an estimate ahead of time. You're looking to sell your house in,
60 days.
It could be 2 months out, and you still get an estimate, right?
The only time we say our prices are good for 90 days, but unless we put into our tariff that we've changed the price, it's going to be the same thing.
Right.
You might have gotten rid of stuff, so I'll go back there and redo the estimate. What I do, I just basically just count up what you got rid of. And usually it really doesn't affect it too much. So,
yeah, I could see that it all averages out, basically, like you said, about the size and all that. And the size of house, you could probably – Bill, I know you do it individually, but I bet you're pulling up to the house, you can almost estimate it in your head because you can see the size of what –
Well, unless they got I can see the things. Size, but I don't know if the guy is a rock collector.
Oh, no,
I
understand
if
that.
He's a librarian or he's crazy about books. And he could have a lot of – I go in houses that have glass tops on everything. So then I've got to create a lot of stuff, or I have to put them in mirror cartons, or there's a lot of disassembly required. So is every house the same? Is there an average? I guess you could say there's an average cost somewhere between $1,500 and $2,500 from that standpoint. But I can't tell you how many times I go into a house and the customer says, well, my friend just moved. She has the same size house, and you're charging me $1,500 more. Well, did she have 55 book cartons? Well, no, but it's the same size house. Well, it doesn't mean we're moving the same amount.
It's funny. Pricing is all over the maps. People want it to be crystal clear, but then they want flexibility.
Well, you go to a restaurant and have a steak, and they give you the two same size plates. One steak is big as one is small.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I do a house inspection the same way. But, I look at the age of the house, how many burners there are in the house. And people will say, well, why is the difference? I say, well, the house is 150 years old.
Right.
There's things that I got to be careful of and things I got to look at a lot closer than it would be if it was brand new. And not to say that they're different, but they can be totally different. I've done the houses with six furnaces. Ugh. You can imagine. You got that kind of things.
But you also have to take in life expectancy, right? If you go into a house that has a HVA system that's 22 years old.
I age it by serial number, but I don't make any comment on it because I've got boilers that are 50 years old and they're still running. I've got gas furnaces. You could give expected life expectancies, but what? As long as it's working, it's not a deficiency.
That's right. That's true.
And I tell people that the comment that goes into our software, and lawyers wrote our software, so it's got a lot of legal things.
It says
things like, old air conditioners are like light bulbs. They work until they don't.
Well, it's the same thing with me with moving long distance. It's amazing what customers will take to California or to long distance. They will take bookcases that they got for about $15 at Walmart, and they'll take it to California. It'll cost them $75 to take it there.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Do you point that out to them?
I do.
You
do? Absolutely do.
I mean,
I don't try to make – look, and I hope my boss doesn't hear this. I don't I don't try to lighten the load, but I try to be honest with them.
Right.
You don't gain anything by lying to them. By me saying other estimators are lying, by saying, oh, yeah, we'll take that. There's no point. You can buy it there. People move to North Carolina all the time. They manufacture furniture right there in North Carolina. Leave the bookcase. Go buy a brand new one. You'll save money.
Unless it has a real sentimental value. There's
sentimental value is totally different.
Right.
I get that.
Right. But
if you're just
It's funny you say that because I used to do a lot of trade shows. I probably did 30, 40 trade shows a year, and people used to rent the chairs.
Yeah.
And they're paying $90 to rent a chair for 2 days. I started going to Walmart and buying the chair for $24 and leaving it at the convention center. Because the drayage in and out, plus the cost of renting it, was costing me more. You just leave the chair, buy plastic furniture, and then leave it there.
Ahead of the game.
The guy driving the forklift said, hey, you want the furniture? Take it. He's happy as hell. I mean, it's sort of the same mentality. You start to begin to think, wait a minute.
I'll be brutally honest with people, and that goes a long way. You know, my dad always told me, you know, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And
sure.
I choose that to do it then.
All right. We're going to hit a commercial, and then we'll be right back, and we'll wrap up with Bill today. Stay with us. A couple commercials for you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back. Hey, Bill, what do you want to leave people with as far as moving? I mean, there's big fears. I mean, maybe you can align some of the fears.
Well, here I'll put that to rest right there. There, people always hear war stories. The guy came, the woman came, They gave me a price. When I got to the destination, they held my stuff for ransom.
Yeah.
They wanted to charge me more. Okay. There's get a pen and paper. There's three types of estimates you can get. There's flat rate, there's hourly, and there's hourly with a cap. Flat rates, a good reputable mover does not do. And there's two reasons why. It's not very consumer friendly. Number one, they're going to mark it up 20% over the estimate. Number two, when they come into the house and they put the furniture down and you say, you know what, my husband wanted it on that wall, it doesn't get moved. Once it's placed, it doesn't get moved on a flat rate. So it's not very consumer friendly. The second type of estimate you can get is hourly. Hourly is, you know, we can only, everything in life is math whether we want to admit it or not. We have formulas that we use to come to our quotes. If I say it's going to take 8 hours, it takes 6.75, you pay for 6.75. It takes 9.25, you pay for 9.25. Hourly with a cap is your most safest, stress-reduced price to get. In other words, estimator comes in and says, okay, it's going to take 8 hours. The most you're going to pay is 10 hours. But if it costs less, you're going to pay the lesser amount. And with flat rates too, if I'm estimating an added 20% more and I say it's going to take 10 hours and it takes 6.5, you're paying for the 10. So hourly rates with a cap is your best bet.
That's interesting. It's almost like your oil pricing. And then you at least you know what your outside is and you're not going to get hit in the head.
I want to know my worst case scenario. I've just had a very costly HVA system put in my house. And I just just tell me what it's going to be. Because mentally, I just want to get mentally prepared for it.
Right.
But don't tell me it's another $5,000.
Right, right.
You've seen it, you know what I mean? So that's why get the price.
That drives me crazy in HGTV. They give a price to $30,000 to renovate the house, and they get half 10 minutes into the show, and every time, you need a beam in this wall. Wait a minute. You didn't know that when you looked at the house? I'm telling you, I'm sitting 3,000 miles away on watching you on TV.
And you can see it.
And I'm saying, you need a beam over there, you idiot, that's holding up the second floor.
Yep.
But I know that's reality TV, which is not reality TV. But that's a good point. So the flat rate with your advice is flat rate with a cap,
hourly rate with a cap. Yep.
And I would bet. Tell me that this doesn't work, because I also tell people, you know, look, get it. I'm a very talkative guy. I can talk to anybody.
I'm very shy too.
Yeah. Exactly. That's probably a better way to put it. Uh-huh. My wife will say that
I've been called a lot of things. Shy is not one of them.
But when people come to move you, get out of the way. Let them do their job.
Well, please, I've had customers, you asked me about stories, two-zone air conditioning. The guys are upstairs, emptying the upstairs. Lady turns off the air. So they're working, sweating. They empty the top part of the house. They come downstairs. She turns on the air upstairs so she can go clean, shuts off the air downstairs. Be respectful of the movers. It's a tough business. It's manual labor. You got human beings moving heavy objects. They need water and they need food. That's it.
All right. But again, it goes back to let them do their job.
Exactly.
Let them do
it.
Don't get out of their way. I mean, you know, the old thing is shut up and get out of my way. But when I do an inspection, I mean, I don't mind people asking questions, but understand that I'm going to, you know, you can't ask me a million questions and then at 2.5 hours say, how long are you going to be?
Yeah.
And that's what will happen in a sense. When you think about my jobs, it's really an hourly, because I'm estimating how long it's going to take me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get done in it. But I mean, and I'm pretty good at estimating it ahead of time.
Yep.
But when somebody comes along and they're asking me 14 questions about the roof when I'm inside doing the basement, it kind of slows things down.
And another tip to know is don't wait till the day of the move to throw something away.
Oh, good one. Good one.
Go through your house. If you haven't worn it in a year, if you haven't played with it in a year, and if you haven't sat in it in a year or rode it in a year,
and it doesn't
donate
mean anything
to somebody. Right. Don't throw it away. There's people out there that would kill for what you perceive as junk. To them, it could be gold. There's veterans affairs out there. There's synagogues. There's churches.
Salvation Army.
These guys will take that. There's for battered women's shelters. They'll take this stuff. Don't throw it away. Ask your mover. They should have a relationship with somebody that they'll take it to at no cost to drop it off to somebody in need.
That's great.
I will do that.
That's great. That's great information, because, I mean, also, I would think in the same breath, look at your item with the idea of how much is it costing me to move this. I mean, I had somebody, and it's funny because you brought that story about the bookcase, but I had somebody had a York barbell set.
Yep.
And it literally was going to cost him like $300 to get it to the coast.
Oh, and he got paying by weight.
And it was because it was a set of, you know, 45-pound plates. And literally, you could buy the whole set again, new, for less than the price to move it.
Yep.
And they wanted to move it. It made no sense to me. But, you know, that's that. So two things you're saying. Go through the house, get first purge.
Yep.
And second, get the value items that probably don't mean much, and it's going to cost you more to move than it would be to buy it.
And don't shop 2 weeks before the move. Don't buy 55. Don't go to BJ's, Costco, where Walmart, and buy the 30 pack of toilet paper, or the 30 pack of paper towels, because you're going to pay me to move it, right? And if you're moving to the if you're moving south or long
most
distance,
most expensive paper towels.
Don't
you
take
ever bought.
Food. Right. You're paying for the food twice.
Yes.
Get rid of the food. Give it to soup kitchens.
Yes.
Give it to the churches.
Good point. Good point, Billy. I appreciate your time here today.
No problem.
One of the things I want people to know is that, you know, moving can be a stressful time. I think hiring a professional, when you pay for a professional and you get the right professional there, you're going to get back your investment in spades, in the sense that you're going to get good advice, you're going to get less stress, and you're going to get your furniture where you need it to be. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call somebody. Billy, maybe I want to give you a number and your email address.
Okay.
If anybody has any questions about moving, I'm sure Billy would be happy to talk to you or answer your questions. Give me in the full name of the company.
I'll give you a couple things. It's thepaddedwagon.com, PaddedWagon.com. That's our website. My email address is bill@paddedwagon.com. We have an 800 number. It's 800-660-9246. Or you can reach me on my cell at 347-203-9427.
So moving doesn't have to be that nightmare. Hire the professionals, get the good advice, and then get out of their way and let them do their job. I think that's what we get out of today's show. If you get anything out of that, just understand that moving is not as simple as it is. Somebody told me the other day, if you want to lose friends, ask your friends to help you move, because it'll be the last thing they ever do for you. maybe they can help on certain things. Like you said, if they're going to pack and you're going to put all the boxes together, and then that's fine. But
when in doubt, throw it out.
Yeah, and that's a good point there. Hey, we're going to leave you today. I mean, we have Community Day tomorrow in Hunterdon down at the Ringo's Fairgrounds. So make sure you stop by from 10 to 4. That's Hunterdon Community Day. All the companies will be out there. If you want to check it out on the Chamber website, the Hunterdon County Chamber site, there's a list of vendors that will be there and a list of companies, and they're all there. They're your community. There's also a lot of community committees and organizations, like the soccer program, the Democrats, the Republicans will be there. I mean, the chamber will be there, of course, the real estate agents. There's going to be hundreds of people, and if it's a nice day, I assume that we had thousands of people when it was a nice day, and it looks like it's going to be dry tomorrow, so it'll be a nice day before the storms come in on Sunday. So make sure you come by. I leave you every week with a quote, and you guys know, if you've been listening to me, know that family is the most important thing in the world to me. I think I live for my family, I work for my family, and I breathe for my family, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for my family. My wife and kids are everything to me, and as well as my sisters, and you know, and the people that have gone before me that I owe great gratitude to, like my mother and my brother and stuff like that. But there's a quote here that says, "Nothing is better than going home to family, eating good food and relaxing." Now, if you know me, you know I love to eat. You know I like to relax. And Club Chimento is open. My father-in-law lives two doors down from me. He's got a built-in pool in the backyard. And we call it Club Chimento because we go down there, we eat, we drink, and we get up and we go home. We don't clean it. We don't supply it. We just have a good time. So spend some time this weekend with your family, the loved ones that are important to you in your life. And have a great weekend, and thanks again. We'll see you next week. Next week, my guest is Chris Phelan. Chris is the chamber director, but he's also the head of OEM management in Hunterdon County. Now, looking at these tornadoes out west, now one of the things that I'm always impressed about, if you see these tornadoes hit, and then you see the response, and it's amazing. Nothing will bring a community together faster. But you know what? Community can't do nothing without organization. So people like Chris will train their whole lives for that one event that may or may not happen. I'm reminded of what the Secret Service says. Their job is 99% boredom, broken up by 1% chaos. And I can't help but think that the OEM manager in some of those Nebraska cities that took an F4 tornado the other day, you know, their lives were everyday mundane, going to work, doing their job, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, the sirens go off, and then they're thrust into saving their neighbors in their community. So Chris is going to be here talking about Hunterdon County and what we have in place to help us and to protect us in those situations. So remember those guys and say a prayer for those families and who are devastated. Seeing grandmas look at houses that are swept clean off the face of the earth is not an easy thing to do on the TV. So make sure you say a prayer for them, and hopefully everybody will be all right. Thank God the loss of life is so minimal. And I think that's a credit to the early warning system out there, that they knew they were coming. And in the middle of the night, I mean, what do? You can't see it. All you know is it's coming, and you can hear it. And people up in Stanhope found out the other night what it's like to hear it coming. And I'm only a few miles from there, and we heard it. But luckily, it was just across the road. So good luck today. We'll see you next week. Chris Phelan will join me. And thank you again. And have a great weekend, guys.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your